Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do I come here and it's just like I'm at home?
Can I tell you something?
Blah, 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 blah.
It's a true story. You guys, BJ was on the phone with his wife in the hall on speakerphone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, your life is so, like, it's chaotic. It's just, it's pure chaos. Like,
it's,
I hear your son screaming in the background, like, Dad's got to pick me up, not my mom. I want my dad to pick me up, which is great, you know, if you're the dad. And I'm like, what is going on? And she's like, oh, I got to get this. And you're like, I got to get this sign. I'm just like, there's only three of you.
Why? You feel for me, don't you?
Well, I just don't know why it's such madness.
Yeah. Well, it's just chaos. Here's the thing, though. Lisa's the strict one. She's the disciplinarian of the two of us. I'm more of the fun guy.
Well, that's why he wants you to pick him up from school, is because she has rules and she wants him to follow them, and she's the disciplinarian. You're the, here's a bunch of candy, Dad.
And here's my phone. Watch videos if you want. Oh, all right. Yeah. Now, I'm that guy. But here's the thing. And I get accused of this, and it's not true, okay, that I do that on purpose. I don't do it on purpose. That is who I am. Okay, I was that way with the other three boys, too, when they were growing up, too. Yeah. I'm not that person that lays down the law.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I get accused of being that way on purpose when I'm not.
Well,
I'm actually that way.
Well, he obviously favors you because you are the here's candy, Jimmy John's toys, and my phone guy.
I am.
That makes her, well, you know, like when you watch that as the mom, you're like, oh my God.
And it drives me nuts to think that a kid is crying about something, even if the kid's wrong. It doesn't matter. I just don't like to see
It's called discipline. You have to have it.
I know it is. And I'm not saying that I'm right on this. I'm not saying that at all, Jamie.
Okay.
I'm saying she's right in the way you do it. You got to be a parent.
Right.
I can't be a parent for some reason. I have to be that fun guy, you know?
I think it's because your childhood was so awful that you want to make sure another child doesn't have an awful childhood.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think that's just the way I grew up, and that's my mentality on it. I cannot put my foot down to save my life. When it's necessary just to steer them in the right direction, I can't do it. I'm just not a great parent when it comes to that.
I know. And you even make excuses for him. Like when he got in trouble, this is a long time ago, long, long time ago. When I think he bit somebody or whatever in kindergarten, something happened. And you're like, you know, they all do it. And I'm like, no, they all don't.
I think every kid bit another kid.
A lot of kids bite kids.
My kid never bit a kid. My kid never on that Bible.
Isn't he an angel?
Well, I'm just saying it's not all kids bite kids.
I even bit a kid when I was younger.
Oh my God.
You bit me one time.
Well, I've been a man. I didn't say that.
We've all bitten somebody, have we not? Did you get in trouble for it?
Yeah. Oh, I got in trouble, and then when I came home, my mom bit me to teach me how it felt.
Your mom bit you?
I never did it again.
Wrong. See, I couldn't do that.
If Frog
bites somebody, he doesn't come home and I bite him.
I've pinched my kid back when he pinched me.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it worked.
I couldn't do that.
I never bit another person after that.
Yeah, because now you know how it feels.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I slapped the tar out of my son's face one time. One time, he called me F&B.
Oh,
right?
No.
And so my hand couldn't stop. It just went right across his face.
Wow. It was just a reaction.
It just, because that doesn't even set in our house. Like, we don't even cuss in our house, right? And I just, my hand wouldn't stop. Ding, right across his face. And he's like, I want to live with Dad.
I could never do that. There's no way.
It was deserved. Trust me.
I'm a wimp when it comes to that. Discipline, I'm a wimp.
He never called me another name ever, ever, never.
Oh, I bet not.
Yeah, never.
I bet he gets whacked. You can't.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
See, I told you. Look at all the response here. Man, there's a lot of biters out there, especially these preschoolers, man. They like to bite each other.
Little ornery kids.
Yeah, the little snots. They'll bite each other in a heartbeat. And when Frog did it, he was 4 years old when he got in trouble. And let me tell you something. They take it really serious now.
When they bite.
Back when you were a biter, Carson.
A pillow biter.
When you were a biter, I think it was a slap on the wrist, send you home and let mom take care of you, right?
Yeah. From what I remember, I was young.
Oh, right. I'm just saying that was a while back. Now it's dead serious.
Well, it's
stuff,
like assault.
Man.
They like treat it like it's assault.
You have to go in front of the board, the principal. Oh. You got to go in front of everybody. You can be thrown out of school for it. I mean, Frog, when he was four, he was looking at 3 to 5 years. For biting somebody.
Three to five.
Sure was.
Can I read this? Jamie, you were just talking about how BJ makes stuff up.
What?
That's exactly my husband. He would totally have said, yeah, they're going to get 3 to 5 years.
Just
why do you guys do that? Why do you just make up numbers and like own it?
It's fun.
It's so weird though because
it
you
makes
have
you
no
feel knowledgeable
but you have no idea.
Well, only you know that. I can fool people like Carson.
Oh,
you know?
Somebody said, my wife and I do the same thing that Carson's mom did. We have 2-year-olds and up, and they bit, and we bit them back fairly hard.
I think
it works.
I don't know this for a fact, but I would say the biting thing pops up probably once every couple of weeks in school. It with the little guys, the little fellers, okay? They're biters for some reason.
My daughter bit her teacher in preschool.
Oh. Woo!
Has little Debbie bit anyone?
No.
Yeah.
And not yet.
That'll get you bounced.
The teacher?
Yeah, you bite the teacher.
Real fast.
Yeah.
See, I don't know why. My kid, 2 weird things he never, ever did, and I never had to discipline for it. He never bit, and he never drew on the walls.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Like little Debbie hasn't done that either yet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of waiting for it, though, because she loves the color.
Yeah, so did my kid, but I don't, he never.
He never messed up the house in any way.
Nope, not like by. You know, coloring walls or anything like
Man,
that.
That frog must be a snot, dude.
Why did he color your walls?
Yeah, he does that all the time. Yeah,
still?
He's bad about it. Yeah.
He colors your walls really? Now?
He'll write on the walls. He'll just write with a pencil.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he does. I think certain kids, I don't know why. I don't know why they think the walls are canvas. Yeah.
Maybe he's an artist.
Well, he doesn't do it as much now. Mm-hmm. He did it more when he was five, 6 years old when he first started school. But yeah, he didn't, for some reason, it just doesn't click for him that you shouldn't be writing on the walls. It's just, it's blank canvas to him. He's got a pen and he just starts writing.
All right, so what you could do in his room is get the chalkboard paint. It's pretty cool. Paint the wall black, chalkboard paint, and give him some chalk.
I don't know if that would work.
He would love that.
Yeah. That's
funny how some kids take to that and some don't, though.
I know.
I mean, with Ralphie, he never painted on the wall.
Nope.
Never had a...
never bit.
Nothing like that.
Nope. But what he did do, which was psychotic, is he couldn't stand like string on his shirt or his pants. Like, he couldn't stand, like, you know, like how the hem comes out a little bit?
Like a loose thread, yeah.
Yeah, so I had to carry, because I thought he was a psychopath, I had to carry little scissors to cut off the string or whatever. He literally would panic. And so I thought he was, like, mental or something.
What did he think it was?
He just didn't like it, you know? And so I asked the doctor, is he, like, ADD, ADHD? Like, why can't he stand a little string hanging from his shirt? And he said, does he line up all his cars? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, he's not ADD or ADHD or whatever. He just doesn't like that his clothes have strings hanging from him.
And then you just grow out of it.
No. What his dad did is he burned one of the strings off of it, and he never complained about it again. Because it scared the crap out of him. Because
he was done with that.
Yeah, he burned it.
Wow.
I know. So it's not like he was perfect. I thought he was a psychopath.
Yeah, and it's bad when you start thinking your kid's a psychopath.
It's bad.
Yeah, we've all had that feeling.
I know.
I'm telling you.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.